This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Trinians.
Hello.
I was your Chiefs originally, but she did a cover.
What's this?
When the cat's away, the mice will play. We're doing the podcast at 5 to 9, baby.
We are absolute mad bastards.
Mad bastards.
In case you wanted a follow-up on yesterday's podcast intro, the studio was very cold this morning, but we set it to tech and now it's fine.
That's amazing. When you called tech this morning, I was like, he is so powerful. Like, you just rang and you were like, hey, can you fix that screen? And it's a bit cold in here. And I was like, do you know when something's such a mystery to you when you're kind of like new in a place, like where the bathroom is or who you ring if you have a problem? And then you see someone do it and it's so easy. And you're like, I could be that guy.
What's interesting is Dave's worked here for even like way longer than me and everything. And like for so long, it's a bit of a rigmarole. Like, he'd be in with the lads and he'd have their WhatsApps and stuff to get on to the lads working in engineering and the girls and stuff. But like, we were told many times, it's like, this is the process.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when a process actually works really well.
I doubt every process. Yeah. I'm like, that's not going to work.
I've never used the process.
I'll just text the lads.
Yeah.
But like,
we're always told to maybe don't be texting the lads, maybe just ring. And we're like, oh, sounds like no one's ever going to come back to me.
I know. You don't want to do a phone call. Like,
I put in a ticket.
Isn't that fun?
I put in a ticket for something that was wrong on my laptop and it got fixed.
That's something that I've always heard in every job. Oh, put in a ticket, 777 it. And I'm like, I will never in my life do that. But it's going to be broken for me.
What's fabulous is it works really well.
Yeah, the tech person was like, yeah, lads, just this is the process. And I was like, right, fine. And I rang, answered straight away, whoever was in. And I was like, hey, this is wrong and this is wrong. And they were like, cool, fixing it now.
Do you know what's amazing as well? I put in a ticket, probably my second ever ticket a few weeks ago. And I'd sent the ticket and then I can kind of see like just the top of engineering's heads from where they sit.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden someone just started walking.
Stop.
I was like,
the message reaches them and they respond.
Immediately.
That is amazing.
I think they really appreciate
live.
The ticket because not a lot of people use the ticket system.
Yeah,
and they just stop them in the hall.
Can you come up and have a look at this?
The ticket system's good for people because it's like a to-do list and they can kind of report back saying, this is everything I did today. Do you know what I mean?
And it probably feels good for them to tick it off. Hey,
exactly.
We love you, tech support. Shout out.
Let's go! With David, Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello there.
Hey, what's going on? You know what I do enjoy, and I know it's pathetic. I know it's pathetic, but I enjoy when a famous American shouts out us our Ireland as a country.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, did we all watch that clip?
No, I actually just overheard you watching it this morning.
It was so nice.
It was nice on YouTube. Oh. I wanted to see because it seems like some Irish.
We're so pathetic. We're like, she's talking about Ireland. Let's go look.
It feels good.
I'd seen some Irish publication take like a clip of it and I was like, I need to see the full thing. So I watched
about him. He was over on Friday, apparently.
Visiting the sites of his ancestors.
Yeah,
in
Mayo.
Of course.
In Mayo.
And then, of course,
he was talking about the presidential election being on. He was talking about how Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys, when the election was done, Heather Humphreys, you know, basically said to Catherine that she was going to be a president for all and she'd be my president and stuff like that. So he was like very gracious in defeat, wouldn't be like us. As in, wouldn't be like the Americans. So he was quite shocked at that. And then he said that someone he was with, they left their purse in the pub. And and the person working in the pub or someone in the pub took the purse and drove it to where, figured out where the person was staying.
Stop.
Jimmy Kimmel's like friend or whatever.
No.
And drove to Mayo to whatever house they were staying, and gave the purse back, and then was confused when Jimmy Kimmel and all who were like, here's some money for it. And they were like, no, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it.
Ah, they were hamming that up for the American. They're like, give me the 20 quid. Ah, no, you're wrong, but you better.
I wouldn't take any money for that. I'd be like, no, butter. As long as the Americans had a good time.
But when you know it's Jimmy Kimmel, you're like, sure, if you've
done. Yeah, you're like, what you have in the Revolut vault there?
Yeah, but it wasn't Jimmy Kimmel's purse.
Okay.
I suppose that's true. No, I was a sap for that last night. A sap. I don't remember the last time I was on YouTube, to be honest. I was like watching the ads just to get to his monologue.
Did I miss anything?
Everything.
Was there anything else from the long monologue?
Pretty much it. He just moved on then to what's going on in the States.
Oh, right,
we got our little moment in the sun.
I love when we look so great on the national stage.
I know, it's
like, two women in the presidential race. Don't check any bike sheds or anything.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
So yesterday after the show, did the thing that I hate to do.
She did the thing, guys.
I got in my car, I drove it to a car wash.
Oh, well.
I went to the NCT Centre.
Oh, you did the car wash. Very Very good.
That's good.
Very nice of you.
I didn't want to destroy some lad's Snickers pants.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. And did you do the underbody?
No, I didn't, because it was just a drive-through garage one.
That's where you messed up.
Yeah,
that's,
you know what? Because the handhelds are brilliant, but the lads that I love, they only take cash, and I didn't have any cash.
No, but the underbody is the one that the machine can do.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
The
I don't think the men, normal people can do the underbody without lifting the car up. Whereas the machine has a thing on the ground that you drive over, and it sprays the underneath of your
maybe
car.
Oh, maybe I did then, because normally I'd be a real sheep at the car wash, like if it's €10, €12, and €14.
Did you do the full one?
I went 14.
Oh, well, I'd say you got it then. Well, did you at any point feel the car kind of moving and you're like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's the underbody.
I was on the wrong side. Like, I wasn't in the right spot, and that it was going to be like Final Destination. I'd die. Yeah. That's probably what was going on.
Now you need to do a few wheelies when you're driving home. Your car is real clean under
it. Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Still, though, even washing it doesn't make it any less of an absolute banger.
Did you wash the inside?
So basically, I'd washed the inside about 2 weeks ago, and then I was like, I'm not doing it again. Yeah. But I'd had Seamus in the back of the car yesterday, or day before yesterday, and it was a bit,
Seamus is our fella.
Seamus is my dog.
He's a bit rolling around.
I had him down the back of the car, then I poured him so it was a bit muddy.
Can't let him in the front. Too messy.
So look, I kind of knew there's probably something wrong here. But it's the first time ever I failed an NCT.
Is it?
What?
Yeah. Oh, look at
I've
you.
I've always been a little teacher's pet, and I'd have it.
I bought a new car 2 weeks ago and it failed.
And that
NCT.
Failed, yeah. Because sometimes it's just some people's destiny. It's I'm not passing this.
I also think something that, like, when the car failed the NCT, the guy who was selling me the car was like, the NCT, man, they're onto something. They want more. They want more fail.
I'm of that camp. They're conspiring
convinced.
Against us. The NCT workers.
But the thing about it is, I wouldn't mind selling my car, to be honest.
Yes,
I think it's at the end of the road, so I definitely need to get it through an NCT if I'm going to do that. So, you know, then you go up to pick up, they're like, you know, they call out the car name of the year. And you're like, oh, that's me. But it would take a miracle now for it to be okay. And he just hands me the sheet, and literally all I heard was, like, everything he said in a mumble about what needs to be done to me.
I was like, oh my God.
I thought he brought the car.
Is there something wrong with him?
No, it just became utter double dutch.
Yes,
like, the monkeys were playing their little
symbols
in my head. I was like, sure. So I had a look at it, and then the bottom of the sheet, it says what needs to be done. Does this mean anything to anybody? And this is under major. Like, this is a major issue.
Go on.
They're always major. I had a little bit of a dip beam, and it was major.
Yeah,
I'd like you to start working out in your minds what you think all this is going to cost me. Okay.
Oh.
Now, number one, I think it's the fact that my tire pressure light just refuses to turn off. No matter what I do, no matter how much.
Have you tried putting tire pressure on?
Several times. I have reset it. I've had new tires since, as we all know, I've had so many new tires over the years.
Yeah.
It just won't turn off. I didn't get it turned off. So that I think that's what that is. Tire
what can
pressure
they tell you why like
monitoring system.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Grant. So that's Grant. We can deal with that. That's someone just cutting a wire or something. We'll say no. Another thing that's coming up as major is inner tie rod end.
Oh yeah.
Okay, just hold the maths for now and just have an idea of what you think. Then there's another one called repeat side slip test.
Sorry, how is there so many things?
I'd say a slip test, is that not like your tire's bald?
You're tracking.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, because it leads into depth of tread less than 3.
Oh,
yeah, it's definitely bald.
Yeah,
well, that's a different
one. That's why your tire light is on.
Your car is like eating your tires or something.
What's with tires and my car?
That's cursed.
We move on. Supply voltage too high.
Supply voltage.
That just means you're too unreal, crack.
And then back to tires, surprise, surprise. Tire inflation pressure too low.
But okay. No, the thing just needs a little snip and everything will be fine.
Snip the old brake line.
We should have read this before it came on the air.
No, I love it.
Give us an idea of how much it's going to cost me.
Oh, I couldn't.
Go on,
to be honest.
I'm going
to
get a price today.
Okay.
Give us an idea.
I'm going to say 600.
I'm going to say 5.
Oh my God, sick.
Oh, is that not what you were hoping for?
No, I don't even think it's worth 500 quid.
It is. A lovely car.
Well,
you're going to have to get 4 new tires and maybe more. So, do you know what I mean?
Lads, walking.
Do a slip test.
Great, isn't it?
A slip test.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I saw something on TikTok the other day that kind of shocked me. Two things I love. Emerald Park.
Of course.
And Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they can shake hands emoji.
I was about to say shake hands emoji.
Because on TikTok there was a screenshot of Facebook Marketplace and someone was selling the tourist road train. So back when it was Tato Park, they used to have a little train with a couple of carriages that would just kind of drive around the whole of the park.
Yeah, yeah. Big hit for the kids.
You could hop on. But then when it became Tato Park, maybe they, or when it became Emerald Park, I don't think maybe they needed it anymore.
Like, no trains around here.
It's on Facebook Marketplace for 12 and a half grand.
What? The actual train?
The tourist road train. Like, it's like a little, you know, pretend train that drives along around the park.
You see them at the zoos. Like, at the zoo,
yeah. So, anyone have a spare 12 and a half grand? I just bought a car, so I can't.
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, yeah, but sell your car. Imagine rocking up to the car.
No, because as soon as you hit a traffic light, you're going to have people jumping in.
You know what I mean? I was about to say you'd bring half a rat's mind into town every morning. You'd need to pick up
some. Yeah, you'd need to have some sort of like keys to a park or somewhere. Yeah. And you just drive around like Marley Park on a Sunday.
I think that's
like
what I do.
Everyone is so happy.
If
to
I
see
was
you.
Like a millionaire, that's what I do. Because if I didn't want to work, if I didn't want to do anything, I'd be like, well, I have to bring the train down to the screen.
Sorry, that's such a good retirement job.
Isn't
everyone
it?
Would just be so delighted.
There's a guy in Waterford, his name is Jamie, and he's like this big personality in Waterford, like middle-aged guy, and he, you know, Winterval happens in Waterford every year. The big kind of Christmas festival, basically. But Jamie, who's known around the city as this big character, you know, everyone knows him. He's the driver of the Santa train.
See, everyone would know
huge.
That person.
He drives around, and like, it's so funny. I remember about a year and a half ago, walking out of a hotel, my granny wanted a car for you. My granny in her 90s on one arm, my niece at the time 4 on the other hand. I was very up to 90, and Jamie just zooms past in the train, beep 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 beep, how are you, Nolan? Just tears off down the road.
He didn't offer you a lift. No,
he bloody could have, to be honest. Dave, you'd be such a good
Sorry,
one of them.
I just think that would bring you so much joy.
You'd love
what,
it.
I just really think that is what your life is missing.
I just think if I could become a millionaire, that's what I'll do.
Yes.
So if anyone wants to lend me a cup of milk, I will be the train driver on the road in Dublin. But I was having a look at other kind of things on Facebook Marketplace. Obviously, there's a whole Instagram dedicated to insane Facebook Marketplace stuff, because it's kind of, it's a tat is really what's on that thing. So there is a selling my 6 foot crocheted worm. €140.
What?
I never intended on selling my worm, but your boy needs money. It took me 2 weeks to crochet my 6 feet worm, so I'm very proud of it.
That's good going.
Oh,
2 weeks for a 6 foot worm.
Yeah, but you're never going to get your money back, like, for the labour put in.
A Walter White bust / headphone stand. And I know you're thinking, how could that be two things? This is a 3D printed life-size bust of Walter White from Breaking Bad. It's the perfect size to be used as a headphone holder.
Wow.
And so it's
brilliant.
Just
it's giving you options.
It's Walter White with headphones on.
Yeah, yeah.
This one I really, really like. It's a MacBook bin. So basically, he didn't think that people would like to look at bins in his kitchen. So it's just like a wooden box with a laptop on top of it. And when you open up the laptop, it's the bin down there.
That's amazing.
The laptop lid is the bin lid. And I think that's really clever.
How much is that going for?
That is €450.
Oh, wow.
In Nace, there's a shredder going.
Nice.
But it's like an industrial shredder, like it's a full blown, like,
oh,
I think will shred trees type thing. There's a forklift also going in Kill, in Kildare. In Lobbinstown and Meath, there's a site toilet.
Oh,
for €820, I presume so, but it's like, looks legit. There's a baler going in Kill and Kildare. There's lots going on in Kill and Kildare.
There is, yeah.
There's a container. You remember, you know, like, you see those containers always falling off in the sea,
like a shipping container.
Shipping container, yeah. There's one of them for €1,235.
Someone can convert that into a cafe.
Someone's selling a bag of coal for £25.
Wow.
And someone is selling a opened hydrating serum Hydroglow. For a tenner.
I dread to think what could be in there.
Sign me up. Yeah, they just like snot into it and then put it up on Facebook.
It's very clean.
The serum is disgusting.
Really hydrating.
It's loopy as it is.
David is train.
Yeah, that's me.
Bring it on.
Give us a lift, Dave, will you?
Beep, beep, choo choo.
On the baler.
Here's Justin Bieber and Daisy.
The baler.
Fully charged. We're getting into the colder weather now. It's coming around earlier than I think usually does. But I noticed a trend that was really a big thing last year and it hasn't been happening as much this year in my experience of the world, Dublin and beyond. And I kind of was thinking, what are some other things that have really just disappeared off the face of the earth, off the face of my earth? And I'm just wondering whatever had happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that kind of started this all off was lads wearing shorts in winter. I feel like for the last kind of 5 years, there's always like on your way to work. Maybe it's because I'm coming into work earlier.
You need to go to Ranelagh.
Really? Yeah. Is that where they all are?
You need to just come and see Martin Guilfoyle.
I know. Maybe I do. I just feel like I haven't seen like a guy with a big like football crest tattoo on his calf in shorts in like the depths of winter in a while.
And you're missing that.
It marks the start of the season.
Yeah, but when it's not there, you would give it a second.
You would, and like when the lads are in shorts, you're like, oh, here's your man. But when they're gone, you miss them.
When I go to the gym, I always wear a big giant hoodie, jacket, and shorts. I'm always like, I look like him.
This needs to be a thing in itself. Like, because you guys know I go to the gym now.
Of course.
And it'll be like lads in a beanie hat, a pair of like flip flops that it looks like they got for free in a hotel, and a massive hoodie and like little budgie smugglers.
Sorry, that's
and
hot.
I'm like, what is the what?
You said that's
what
hot.
That's hot.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's like the
that.
Problematic sandals for me. I'm like, I don't think anyone needs to be open toe in this space.
When I am going to the gym in the big hoodie and the big jacket, and then I have the shorts on and the running shoes. I'm like, I bet you I look like so fit.
No, you're a legend.
Not like not hot, but I mean like fit, like as in he works out.
But you see, the thing is as well, now when they're wearing the funny slippers, I'm thinking they've just been for a sauna and a nice bath.
But there's like no sauna like near. It's like like cheap like discount gym in like the depths of an industrial estate where there is no. Well, that is where the saunas are popping up these days. Actually, fair play to the sauna stars. But okay, so there are lads in shorts, but I just haven't found them. That's fine.
There's still time for you.
Next up, whatever happened to, and this just kind of was big over the summer, and now I don't see anyone doing it anymore. There's something to take the edge off joke. Do you know when you get like your dog's like snout as if you're like smoking, or you get like, you know, your dog's paw? I can't think of another example.
And that doesn't have a dog in
you,
it?
You get like a chip, like a french fry, or you get like a slice of toast and you're like, just something to take the edge off. Or you get like a lollipop.
This is only a joke that I know you did.
No, it was so big in TikTok.
Me and Emma would
you
never
don't know
did that
joke. Something to take the edge off.
No,
joke.
I knew
and
that.
It was like someone with like a sherbet dip top and it'd be like,
no, I know you make that joke and I know Fionnuala J makes that joke. But you are two in the same.
Thank you. That is an honour to me. But I just haven't seen anyone making that joke in a while. And now I see why. Because you've been conspiring against the joke.
It's too cool for me. It's too cool a joke for me to think of.
That's why it happened. Had to die. It's too legendary. Next, mullets. I feel like ever since Benson Boone kind of came out in a mullet and a tash, I feel like other lads are kind of veering away from that look. And I think justice for the mullet, I think we had a bit more time in it. And I personally wasn't
done.
Ready
just
to say goodbye.
I'm not done with them at all. And I think what might happen is as well, I think a lot of lads might be getting scared of the mullet because maybe it'll just be too much of a contrast because we're about to do the full shave for November.
Okay, maybe that's why. Or maybe people's necks were getting too warm. I don't know why, but like,
think
I just
this is the time to keep a bit of protection on the back of the neck.
Maybe people are looking to purchase scarves. I don't know, but I'm missing the mullets.
I did have a friend over. Well, he's actually my housemate's friend. He's from Sligo.
The reason I distinctionized
is because I made the distinction is because he's just got the mullet and I'm like, has it just arrived in Sligo?
Okay, so we need to go out west. I need to go to Ranelagh for the lads in the shorts and I need to go to Sligo for the mullets.
I need to go Fionnuala J for that joke.
I'm glad that I'm getting advice for each one.
We're getting through it, yeah.
We are. Okay, next up, people letting their plants die. I feel like no one has a dead plant anymore. Mm. Everyone's plants are like really thriving and I don't know how.
If it feel any better, there was one I was absolutely sure was dead and I was like, maybe it's time to let that one go now. And I had a little brew with it and there's new stalks right at the base. I was like, girl, you're having fun in there. I'm going to leave you alone. You're just slow.
No.
And you will be, when you're ready, you'll be ready. But she's not dead.
That makes me feel worse. I like when people give up and throw them away.
Yeah.
Even if they're still kind of alive.
Makes
so I would like to bring back that energy.
How are your plants going? Did you ask me before? You asked me in our very early stages of our friendship, how do you water your plants?
I know, genuinely. There is two that have come back and then one I had to completely scalp recently. It's in absolute rag order. Okay. And then this one, I think I know the answer to it. People coming back from Australia. There's a lot of people going, not a lot of people coming back.
I haven't seen many come back.
I haven't seen. I'm like, are they gone to like the Bermuda Triangle?
Now you see, the thing is that I think a lot of people who went, their visa is up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Because, so like, my mate's coming back in a couple of weeks because his 2-year visa is up.
Oh, really? So they're about to make a big lifestyle decision. They're like, do I come back or do I live on the lam?
Yeah, I don't know.
Go illegal.
And then do you have people
forever
who've been there for a couple of whatever amount of years as well? And then they might only be like 18 months to 2 years off getting their Australian passport.
Yeah.
So like, I might as well stick it out and just get it. So then I can just come and go as I please.
I suppose. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christmas is coming, Fiona.
Christmas
could answer
coming
all
they
your
could
dreams.
Be all surprising.
Be
their
all
parents.
Knock, knock. Oh, watch me on TikTok surprise.
Yes,
granny.
I would like, please send me your surprise
videos. Oh,
that's
videos. Definitely going to happen. Oh,
oh I love them. Give me all of them. I'll be bawling.
I know, but the poor ma's, like, they would have liked to have a bed changed. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know,
a bit of milk maybe in the fridge. 1038 Dublin.
Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, how are you?
Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Going on?
Morning, how are you?
Wednesday already, this is great.
I know, and it means that Halloween is in 2 days. I'm very, very excited.
I think it sucks the way it fell this year for the non-Halloween lovers because it's really after taking over a full bank holiday weekend and now it's going to roll into Friday again. And are people still going to be doing it all on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend?
No,
or
would
they be kind of seen as being a bit lame?
Well, yeah, probably not. But you know, we should dress up tomorrow for work. Like, the work email went out, so are we going to dress up?
No, we don't do that here. Me and Dave don't do that.
I heard other people downstairs saying they're all going to dress up. So
there was
are we going to be the only ones
here
who don't?
This time last year, who was so into it, he organised a makeup artist to come in and do his face paint at like 6 a.m. for the work. He won,
come
obviously.
On.
Who was that? Carl?
It was Brian.
Oh yeah, Brian. In fairness, that was Brian Dowling.
Yes. Who else has a Muel standby for 6 a.m.? Can we not do a little trio?
Like what?
Little Powerpuff.
What do you
girls?
Want? Why don't we go as Emma, Dave and Fiona?
Oh my God, you're such not good crack. But I had
okay, what are you willing to do here? Paint your face? Make a costume? Like, what are the lengths Fiona goes to?
Just something that you can throw on or take off. I want to be David Harbour. I'll just like wear like a fake beard and a terrible shirt and have a look of hatred in my eyes.
I think I have an idea.
Go on.
For what we can all be.
Don't say something that will annoy me. I can see it in your eyes.
We'll be ourselves.
We'll go as Emma, David, Ashley.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Okay, let's do this thing. We launched this game on the show last week. We're into our second week of it and your chance to win a glorious prize.
And can I just say, I'm loving it. This is a money can't buy prize, but the game itself is a prize in itself. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it wakes you up
it's
in the
fun.
Morning. We've been Dave in particular has been trying to get a general knowledge quiz on the show for quite some time, so your wish finally came true.
I think since September 2022.
Yeah. But
I said, hey, how about a quiz? And they said, no, quizzes famously don't do well on radio.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's never been a thing, really.
No, no. Yeah.
Listen, where the prize in question is perfect for this winter time.
It really is. It is a money can't buy fuzzy charged snooty. Mm. Get it? Because fully charged, fuzzy charged, the fabric of the snooty is fuzzy to keep you warm, to keep you fuzzed up.
These are very, very exclusive. You
they
know,
are.
We're not giving them out willy-nilly. Only a certain amount of people will actually be the owners of some of these. And,
exactly.
You got to top
it's
the
an
leaderboard.
It's club. It's and it's, you know, it's kind of like, is she wearing the fuzzy charged snooty? Yes, she is. The only way you can get it, by playing the tricky 10.
And Dan is on to give it a go this morning, heading off to work. What do you do for work?
I work in accounting.
Very nice. Money, a numbers guy, which is interesting.
Hey, good for this game.
1 to 10. Would you know them numbers, Dan?
No, they're hard.
I'll give him a shot.
Good man. All right, very nice. And what's the story for Halloween? Are you dressing up? What are you doing?
I was Robin Hood at the weekend.
You were Robin Hood at the weekend.
Very good.
Right.
Steal from the rich, give to the poor. Famously not really what an accountant does. So you're looking to escape reality with that one. Very
it's just
good.
Like subconsciously guilty.
Yeah.
I like it, Dan. All right, let's see if we can get you this fuzzy charged snooty if you get on top of this leaderboard. This is the tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so be careful with what you say. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new fuzzy charged snooty to get cosy this winter. Owen is currently on top of the leaderboard. He's scored a score of 7 in 45.20 seconds. Do you think you can beat him, Dan?
I'll give it a go.
All right, Dan, I'm not vibing with the confidence
too much. Come on, Dan, you can do this. You can do this.
But I feel like an accountant is going to do incredibly well game. So Emma Nolan is going to ask your questions. Dan, yes. The very best of luck.
Good luck, Dan.
Good luck, Dan.
Here we go on 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Picture this played how many consecutive nights in the Three Arena in 2019?
5.
The first song on Taylor Swift's album Folklore is called The What?
1.
How many letters are there in the word mountain?
9.
The Aviva Stadium and RDS Arena are in what Dublin postal district?
1.
In the nursery rhyme about magpies, how many magpies are for a girl?
3.
In comedy, how many Johnnies are there?
2.
Machu Picchu, the Taj Mahal and the Colosseum are all part of the what wonders of the world?
7.
Dolly Parton has a song about working from when to 5?
9.
How many friends were there in the main cast of Friends?
5.
How many years are there in a decade?
10.
Stop the clock. Wow.
Very good, Dan.
Dan, good man. How did you think you got on there?
Not so good. I had some repeated ones there.
Oh, don't worry. That's the nature of the game. That's how it works, Dan. It's tough when you only have those numbers between 1 and 10. But I think you might have done better than you thought you did. Let's see.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8.
Oh.
Very good.
Scored a score of 7, which is exactly what Owen scored yesterday.
That seems to be the average,
isn't it? It's a lucky number. Yeah. And in a time of
53.35 seconds. So he did it a little bit faster, unfortunately, Dan. But let's go back on your answers and see how you did.
Yes, let's have a look. Okay, so the first two you got right, Picture This and Taylor Swift. How many letters are there in the word mountain? Yeah. Those kind of ones would always trip me up as well. You said 9, it's 8, so you were close. The Aviva Stadium and the RDS are in what Dublin postal district? You said 1, it's 4. How many friends were there in the main cast of Friends? You said 5, there are 6. So which one did you forget?
I was wondering that too.
Actually, I don't know why I said 5.
No, it's okay. Don't worry. It's hard under pressure.
Ross, well, Rachel, Shander, Phoebe, Joey and Monica.
That's the one.
I would be forgetting...
You can't forget any of them.
None of them. They're all perfect.
No, they're all very, very important in their own way. But Dan, well done. Anyway, that was great going. And back off into the accounting firm with you.
That's, and Godspeed. Thanks so much for playing, Dan. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks a mil, Dan.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right.
All right. What do you think? Do you think you could beat Dan's score and own score as well, to be fair?
Maybe you were there
7.
Going, I would have got 10 today. Not a bother.
Not a bother. Some of them are easy, but like...
I think, you know what?
It's the pressure.
It's a dirty one. I wonder if this going to be a staple of the game. Are we always going to get a Dublin Postal District one?
I wonder, yeah. Or
they're hard.
How many letters in a word is the one that
kills me. Just remember, if you get a Dublin Postal District one, we've discussed this before, south is even numbers, north is odd numbers.
Yeah.
So just let that be a guiding light as you play the tricky 10,
and
because
come on,
I feel
play.
Like that question will feature.
Come on and play. I
think we think you could do it. All right. 087 711 1038. Open up WhatsApp and send us the word tricky. 087 711 1038. You could top that leaderboard tomorrow and win that fuzzy charred snooty.
You can't get the fuzzy charred snooties on TikTok shop.
No,
you can only get them here.
They're not on my Amazon store.
Unless someone who's won it has started selling it.
Yeah, has it up on Facebook Marketplace.
You can probably find it in Vinted next week.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Have you ever been done for baggage at the airport? Okay, just drop a yes in a WhatsApp if it's happened to you and we'll chat. 087 711 1038, or get your voice notes in, whatever suits you. So basically, the other day I was flying back from Leeds to Dublin. I was over with Jack, who's my fella, he's from Leeds, and we were coming back on Sunday evening and we were in Leeds airport. I kind of mentioned this yesterday on the show, but I think loads of people this has happened to, and you might relate to like that feeling of anger when you just know you're being robbed. So
it's just unfairness that gets me. Like
it's sick.
It's like a randomizer that they do on the airlines.
Totally.
All right, we'll do the Dublin flight, the 9 one.
Exactly. And it was so late at night as well. So basically, we were sitting there and we were looking at our gate. We had like an hour to kill. We were watching something on BBC iPlayer while we were sitting in the airport. And we could see like there was no one there yet, but it said that it was boarding. We were like, just chill here. There's absolutely no rush. And then it pops up, gate closing. This is about 40 minutes before the flight was due to take off, okay? So we were like, that is so weird. Mm. A couple of people were kind of starting to traipse over to be like, what's going on? But also standing in the queue, so we still didn't budge until eventually we were like, oh, sure, we can just watch this in the plane. I don't think the plane's going to move early or anything. Mm. So we wander over. What row are you in? We said 10. They said, grand, 1 to 10 here. And it's only when we approached, and again, the gate was dead, like there was no one around,
yeah,
barely. Couple of people.
And it was a small flight, wasn't it? Like, oh, it was a small plane. Like,
it was one of those little regional lads, yeah.
One of the propellers.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, we arrive up anyway, and they say 1 to 10. And then that's when the kind of penny dropped for me. Ooh. I was like, they're calling people early because uh-huh, they're doing people for baggage.
Oh. Never.
They're calling people early because they know this is going to delay everything significantly because everyone's going to put up a fight and they're going to, you know, have to get everyone to pay, whatever. So I, first thing I saw was, and I genuinely, hand on my heart, thought that my bag was perfect. Yeah. Like, it's a
tiny, what kind of bag do you have? Do you have one of those like where it's, I don't know how I kind of can even,
it's a rolly suitcase.
It. It's a rolly suitcase, but yeah, when you close it, is it like hard on the outside?
No, it's actually soft.
Yeah. Like
it's
a shell. Okay,
so the hard ones I think are probably the best ones to get, but although they're harder to pack in because the hard ones are always the same size.
It's not up, yeah, for debate. Yeah, yeah, they're going to stay that way.
But if the softer actually, one can push out and mm-hmm, stuff.
That was the problem because basically I had a different bag that was slightly bigger. That caused a problem on some airline before, so I actually went out and bought a smaller one. So I thought I'd all bases covered here, yeah, for different airlines. And it wasn't even that was the problem, it was the circumference. Right.
Oh so, my God, would they get a life?
No, but I mean, because for these regional flights, the rules are different compared to, yeah, your standard flight, right? And like, that's just, there's a lot to think about here. Mm. You know what I mean?
But so anyway, the rules aren't different. It's just like, it's not as if, like, say, for example, if you
it's
were
a made up rule to make money off you.
Exactly. Yeah, but say, for example, if you were saying, sorry, this genuinely can't go on the plane because it won't fit and it'll be, yeah, you know, that'll be fine. But it's certainly, it's fine once you pay 40 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you having a laugh?
And by the way, I got over on the same type of plane with the same bag and it fitted over my head perfectly with no charge.
Oh,
so this
well
is what drives me nuts.
Me a flavour.
So as I was standing there, right, there was a guy and his, I presume his wife or whatever, in front of me with their two like teenage girls. He got done, or he, well, he was the one paying, both of them got done, yeah, for four bags.
Oh no.
Now he was spewing. He was like, and he was very respectful and very kind and wasn't rude, but made his point like, talk about putting a stinker at the end of my weekend.
Literally.
Like, this set me back 150 quid or whatever.
Yeah, I like, feel like there's a certain point you have to just, when they say you need to pay this, mm, you just go, no problem. Because yeah, I think they're looking for a fight. I think they're looking,
as well.
I think they're looking for an argument.
And
they get off on it.
They like, have you cornered. There's yeah, nothing you can
There's
do about it.
You
have to
do,
pay. I think yeah, that's the most annoying thing.
You have no power. No.
What I loved about this guy ahead of me, and he got me real riled up because I was, the Karen was coming out. I was yeah, starting to really build in my chest, and I was like, "Be it." By the way, Jack was gone. He just was like, ah, problem, I'm going to avoid this issue and keep on running.
Good man, man after my own heart.
He wants a simple life.
He was like, they're not looking at me, bounce. And basically, yeah, the guy was like, the man who was being charged asked the man who was doing him, can I have your surname? Do you know, asking him all this, and your man was like not giving him a surname. Anyway, so it was my turn then, and they were going to do me, and I mean like lads a millimeter, like literally,
that
like it fitted in perfectly.
So
I could see where the regional one was, like there was a tiny little bit around it. I was like, this is so silly. And I said to him, I was like, the Karen came out and me, I saw that headline a few weeks ago from yeah, a different airline talking about like, you know, how much people actually get paid for every time they do someone
yes,
for a bag, and it's such a tiny number. I was like, well, I just revolute you a tenner. Like, I know what you're getting from this, and it's so little. Why are you doing me for 40 quid? I'll revolute you a tenner. I have no cash, but I'll give you a tenner. And he was like, how do you know that information? I was like, I think it's public
it's
knowledge.
Very
it was
public.
Very public. Famously, yeah, that came out. I think you got him with
you
that.
You got
one.
Him with that.
I
one.
Think that's a good one.
I would have just hit him with
you
the.
Know what
you know what I mean?
Like,
I would have just hit him.
Didn't realise you were that short of cash, man. No bother.
You're that hard up.
You're that hard up. I'll give you the 150 if you want.
And I couldn't remember how much it was. Do you know what I mean? But I was like, do you want a tenner? Because I'll give you a tenner. I think it's
literally 150.
Yeah, I think it was 150 for one certain airline. Yeah, I don't know what it was for the other.
Anyway, and then I think I even said something like, are you getting off on this? Are you enjoying this? And I kind of looked back at the other rows that were still due to come up being like, be prepared now, guys. This is all ahead of you.
I wish I was there.
Oh my God.
The best part was then we got onto the plane and, you know, the cabin crew were like, good evening, how are you? I was spewing up the middle of the aisle. Jack, this is a disgrace.
You're like, don't you start.
Yeah. And even more annoyingly was all the bins overhead were empty because basically everyone was done for a bag.
Oh.
So everyone was empty. And then I was sitting behind the couple and their girls who got done, so we were all having a ride, bitch, you know,
yeah,
all the way home. Anyway.
Why are they doing that? Because they make it, they make the flight harder for themselves.
I mean, honestly,
like, if that was me, I'd be pressing the button up above for every time. I'd be like, it's a bit cold. Bing bong. Bit warm there. Bing bong. Wouldn't mind a glass of water. Bing bong. Can I get some ice on that, actually, please? Bing bong. Do you mind if I go to the bathroom? Oh, I know I can, but I just wanted to make sure I was allowed. Bing bong. I'm just going to come back from the bathroom.
The rules are very strict here on this airline.
Every chance I got. Bing bong.
The bing bong.
I just wanted to say, look great today. Bing bong. Joking.
You're rotten.
Right, tell us.
You are horrible looking.
Has this happened to you? Have you been done for baggage on a flight? 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning, and not to make everyone feel secondhand anger this morning.
Oh,
but
we're riled up. We are riled up.
We're talking about the times that you're robbed blind in the airport. You know, when you're hopping onto the plane and randomly this crew are out checking bags and doing people for bags. And it just seems so unjust, especially if you're on your way home and you're like, but this bag was grand on the way out. Yeah. And I'm at the same airline. What are you talking about? Happened to me on Sunday, and it reminded me when I was about 20 and like especially broke. Obviously, brokenness is very relatable to everybody at all times, especially in 2025. Mm-hmm. But when I was a young one and like working part-time and stuff and trying to go on a holiday with my friends and on like a very small salary and like really trying to work out what I can spend per day on this holiday.
Yeah.
I remember we were in the airport and I was hopping on with my friends like little trip away and I was done for my bag. And I remember just that panic of like, that means I can't have dinner for 2 days.
No, it's so much money. Like, especially when
you're going somewhere like, real cheap, and this is like maybe 15 years ago. So like your dinner would have cost you a fiver, kind of a thing. And anyway, so I remember just feeling like absolutely like heartbroken over it at the time. It's like doing young people like that is so cruel as well. And I remember standing in the queue to board the plane, applying for an overdraft.
That's so sad.
Oh, it's horrible.
So cruel. It's horrible. I remember like back in my 20s being charged like £90 like pounds for a bag to the UK, and you're like, do you know what, I don't even want to go over here, like I actually would like let me
trip,
off the plane now.
Do you know what annoys me about it is there's no consistency.
Exactly.
There's not the same. Yeah. Like, it's fine if it was the same, but all 90% of the time you get away with it.
Yeah.
But like, it's like VAR in football. It's like there's no consistency. Mm. It's like one rule for one player, another rule for another.
Yeah.
It happens all the time and it does my head
in. It really does. I was actually, because I'm like going to be going on my honeymoon soon, and I was like, I need to get a suitcase, but I'm like afraid to buy one. Because I'm like, what size do I do?
You almost need to go into TK Maxx with your bloody measuring tape.
I do. Because I was in TK Maxx. But you know, like, they have loads of like cast offs and like mad stuff. Yeah. Like, it's like a Juicy Couture like suitcase from like 1996. Like, if I rock up on that, like, I won't even be allowed on the plane. Like, never mind, get fined. So, I need to, I do need to go in with the tape measure.
We've been asking you, when have you been done for bags at the airport? And Maria's standing by. This is about your brother, is it? What did your brother do?
We were flying home from the UK and he was stopped at the. going onto the flight to measure his bag. It was actually the wheels that were causing him to be over in size.
Oh yeah.
So he actually went over and he knocked off the wheels.
I'd be taking the wheels off.
Those bags were like trending over the summer, the tiny little bags that fit into the like little case of doom and you can take the wheels off it.
Specifically
this reason, Anne-Marie.
So he went and he knocked the wheels off it. How'd he do? Just give it a good kick?
Yeah, he bashed it off and then he just carried the bag off right past the person who's trying to stop him.
That is incredible. That is fantastic.
Now, he did have to go and buy a new bag then, but look,
I'd rather do that than give them the money.
Yeah,
You've already spent so much money
honestly,
on tickets.
It's a joke. I love when people respond with violence, but that doesn't actually hurt a physical person. It just hurts your own belongings. I think that is the answer to this.
What a legend. And that's when someone's just had their fill. Don't you, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I've had enough now.
Yeah.
I'm knocking these wheels off. Let me on the plane.
Oh my God, I love
home.
It.
Sound, Anne-Marie. Thanks, Mill.
Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Bye, Anne-Marie.
Bye.
You know what? I'm raging at, like, baby me. I'm raging at, like, childhood, like kind of teenage me.
Yeah, why didn't you start saving for a mortgage?
Yeah, well, that as well.
Honestly, why didn't I really get into the saving thing when the credit union has come around the schools being like, do you want to be the, you know, put your drawing up to be the next logo? I should have been like, maybe it's important to save a little bit of pocket money, Emma.
I know, but you don't want to be a terrible crack as well.
I know. It's very hard to get the balance
right. Like, this one isn't even about money. Like, I remember my dad tried to teach me to play golf, right?
Okay.
And like, I just had no interest. I just wanted to play football. I wanted to go. And he was like, oh, I'm going out to golf. And I'd be like, yeah, but the lads are going out to play football. And he'd be like, go on, I'll teach you how to play golf, or we'll go hit a few balls, or you can be my caddy or whatever. And I was just like, oh, cool. No, and then I went and I was like, this is crap. I hate this. Yeah. And now I'm at the age now where I'm like, damn it, I wish I actually listened to him and actually did some lessons and actually, because all my mates now play golf. And to this morning, my mates are on the way to the airport. They're off to Albufeira for a golf holiday.
Well, now you're at the age where you can start learning. It's
I don't know.
Well, you can do lessons.
But you see, this
I'll
is the thing.
I'll go on the record saying that.
I don't know how to start, right? Because I don't know. Do I go to just a random golf club to be like, yeah, can I have lessons, please? Yeah. Or are they going to be like, no, you're not a member. Get out.
Oh my God, I can help you. That I know someone who knows someone. Okay. So my friend Emer.
Yeah.
Her fella's a golf pro.
Oh, interesting.
He does lessons. Yeah,
that's
so
great.
I could hook you up.
That'd be
do
great.
Do a few classes with him.
Now, I don't have clubs. Do I then use his clubs?
I presume he has.
Should I go buy clubs?
Well, don't buy anything yet.
Okay.
Don't go buying anything. Yeah, just give it a go first.
Right.
But I can put you in touch with him.
Okay.
You can go and do a few. I think that's what he does.
Okay, great. I don't know. You seemed very confident 2 seconds ago.
I'm like,
he actually plays ice hockey.
Maybe it is with members. I don't know. Maybe it's with other people who are like pros and stuff. I don't know.
See, that's what I'm worried about. And also, like, the thought of going to a pro, they're going to be like, oh my God, you are terrible.
No, they're not. That's terrible. Like me with my PT. I'm like, she must think I'm so crap. Like when I'm benching literally nothing. But like, that's
can I please remind
like
you all that I do boxing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, like the you know, you teach it to like earn a bit of cash. You don't care how terrible people are.
Also, okay. Dave, you also need to just not care what anyone else thinks, because I think in the next year you guys you could be really good at golf. I feel like it could be in you, because you've got a good aim with the tennis.
Yeah.
So maybe you can just hit things longer too.
Maybe.
It's definitely
maybe
easier
or,
than tennis.
Or put it this way, it might be atrocious.
I know, but who can tell?
What's more likely?
I think you're going to be really good.
Dave, shut up. You come in here and say, oh, I'm unreal at like every sport. Like, you're obviously
that's me joking.
You're obviously going to be halfway decent. I'm excited to see how this goes.
You're good with the big ball because you got the football down. Yeah. You're good with the mini tennis ball. And then all you need to do is just
go a little bit harder, a little bit heavier.
Harder, a little bit smaller. You're absolutely okay. I'd say people are going to scream at the radio when I say this, but were you good at hurling? Because I feel like hurling has a stick. Golf has a stick.
I never really played.
Hurling might be way harder.
Which one? Hurling?
Hurling.
You'd imagine.
Guys, yeah. I'm just going to say again, golf. There's not much to it. Sorry, Rory McIlroy.
I'd love to
now
see you.
Now people are screaming at the radio.
Rory, Colin.
Let's go! Hello to you. What's the crack?
Hey, happy Wednesday.
How are you? Happy Wednesday indeed. Guys, I carved 3 pumpkins over the bank holiday.
Oh my God, who could be arsed?
It was so fun. I've been like collecting pumpkins of all sizes.
I never want to go to your house. I'd imagine it stinks of pumpkin now for the rest of time.
Well, it does, because what I did, I was like really living my trad wife life. I then made pumpkin soup.
No, did you?
And it was actually really good. Ugh. So I got all the innards.
Disgusting.
Now, the innards, I probably wouldn't serve this to like anyone outside my family. And Dwayne, my partner, didn't like it. Well, he actually didn't really try it.
Doesn't your partner, Dwayne, pretty much
very fussy
eat like, you know, fish fingers and chips?
Not even fish fingers. He only had soup for the first time when we went on a staycation in lockdown, so like 2021. So like the pumpkin soup would have been a stretch for him.
Mm.
But the pumpkin, now it was like, because I'd laid down newspaper and stuff to carve it, I was like, the newspaper has gotten all over this pumpkin, so like maybe I probably shouldn't cook this. But it was grand. Throw it, roast it in the oven and blend
bit
it up. That's good for the immune system.
How did you get all the guts out?
So you cut off the top, the lid, and then you kind of just scoop them all out with a spoon. And I did it while watching the Blair Witch Project. And I was like, I don't think I should do this because there's going to be jump scares and I'm going to like stab myself in the heart when I get a fright.
Question?
Yeah.
Do you think you have felt this inane pressure to like Halloween based on the fact that your birthday is in October? Be honest.
Naturally, I've always liked it a lot for that reason. But like, I've just always, I like dressing up. I really like scary movies.
One thing I know about you, you like putting in effort, and I just don't get that.
Do you actually think that about me?
Yeah, I think you do.
I think I'm a minimal effort girly. So thank you.
But we're zero effort, not even minimal effort.
I think you guys try. Are we all triers?
We're all triers.
Guys.
And that means God loves us all.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You thought they were out of the race. You thought they were over. You thought they were being handed into charity shops. But no, Labubu's are rearing their freakish looking little heads again.
Are they?
Yes, specifically in New York City.
Okay.
Where a special pop-up has come out selling rat boo-boos.
Explain what a laboo is in the first place.
Okay, so a laboo-boo,
I guarantee there's so many people are like, what are you talking about?
So fair, actually. For some people it's only going to hit you in a few months' time when literally they're so done. Laboo-boo is like a little freakish looking doll that is, it's in like a rabbit costume and its face is like a little gremlin, and they're like a key ring, and they were massive over the summer, and like,
but they're big enough, they're the size of like a phone.
Yeah, they're about the size of a phone. There was like a huge resale market for them because people were trying to buy them and get like a specific one. I think they originally sold for like €20 or $20 each, and then people were like reselling them for like 100 and upwards. And
the thing about them is you don't know which one you're going to get.
Yeah.
So you open the box and you tear open a packet.
And it could be any colour or whatever. So it kind of encourages like mass consumption, encourages you to buy more.
Then what happened was, of course, there was LaFoufous. So
the LaFoufous, yes. Which
can I ask
I'm
a question now? Because you obviously have a LaBooBoo. Is it kind of cringe now to still have one? Or?
I don't know. I put my LaBooBoo up on my like bedside locker in my bedroom.
It's not public anymore. She's
but
done.
I put
done.
It up as a kind of decoration beside a photo frame and some candles.
No, I don't
like
believe
a little,
it.
Like a shrine.
Like I'm summoning the like devil himself.
You used to walk around Dublin City Centre with that hanging off your bag. That means you're done.
Well, I wore my LaFoufou clutch bag to my
hag party
and I might wear it like to like day two of the wedding or something. I don't know. I'm trying to keep the dream alive, but so is this place in New York. This We Love NYC. They're kind of like a designer. They did this pop-up stand of a load of rat-themed merch, including the Rat Boo Boo, which was just like your average looking LaBooBoo, but like looking a bit more grimy, like a New York rat. Yeah. And it was like tattooed and pierced, and it sold out in like record time. People were like sweating trying to get it. They also, okay, so they had the Rat Boo Boo, that, which like obviously if you've been to New York recently, you know they're obsessed with like how many rats are there, and they're like, welcome to New York, if you don't like it, well there's gonna be rats around here.
You know, like, I was in New York only last week and I saw not one rat.
Did you not?
No, not even one.
I remember.
And I was looking at the subway. I always look in the subway to make sure, just to see. Like
They're carrying their snacks down there. I remember when I did my J1 in New York, we very first arrived and we were like staying in Chinatown and we were in a taxi to like go on a night out, and it was like trash night and it was like thunder and lightning and like thunder struck, and we were walking past like this pile of rubbish and about 8 rats all around our feet, and we were like, me and my two best friends, and the cab driver was like, you don't like it, ladies, welcome to New York. They were literally all over our feet. So I know that it's kind of like a rite of passage over there to like not fear a rat.
Okay.
So as well as the Rat Boo-Boos, they brought out, these are actually good, they're like bin bag AirPod holders that like look like tiny little bin bag. And then they brought out obviously tote bags, because that's not just a Dublin thing. Tote bags that say rather a rat than a brat, and sometimes I think rats run the city better than we do. So I was thinking, obviously, what is the Dublin version of this? And I think it's on the tip of everyone's tongue.
Yeah, seagulls. Surely.
A LaGoogle.
Yes.
LaGoogle.
A seagull-style LaBooBoo with a bit of its claw missing from a fight with another seagull over a burst-open bin bag in Temple Bar, with blood on its beak from mercilessly stealing from its victims, and a half-eaten breakfast roll swiped from an unwitting American tourist under its wing.
Oh, I love the details.
Yeah, €70 I'm going to charge for that. And then also what will sell in my pop-up that I've decided I'm opening, toothpicks that look like the spire.
Oh yeah, very good,
little,
I like that.
A little packet of them. A travel pillow in the shape of Molly Malone's breast. One for either side. You know?
As a female, right? And as a straight female, it's rare I get to lie in a bosom.
Exactly.
Anymore.
And everybody
and
needs a bosom
like
for a pillow.
It's rare, isn't it?
It would be every day.
Say once a week.
Have a little cuddle on Fiona after every show.
Please do.
But sometimes I do get jealous of the lads with their little, you know, if they're watching telly and like, it's like you have a nice little pillow there.
You do. And you know when babies, like if they have a blanket and they like love the label, that can be the little nips on the end of each side of the pillow.
So cute.
And then finally, I don't know how much this is going to take off. A split the G-string.
Oh, for God's sake.
A stylish thong soaked and stout.
Beautiful. Perfect.
€20
Now, it also wasn't, I experienced one of them.
No, you
Here's Somber. This is 12 to 12. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now, going to give a little warning just because the content of what we're about to talk about might be a little bit triggering in a way, and B, it's very kind of adult themed without being...
And all of Dublin turns up their volume.
I am so excited for this.
I suppose just the warning kind of comes because this is kind of not only a little bit devastating in terms of what's discussed, also some of the content, some of the basically details of the relationship from Lily Allen's new album that was has been described is quite out there. It's quite in your face.
It's nasty.
And it's nasty.
I don't know anything about it apart from that she has a new album.
That is insane.
I'm
our
so
corners
happy
of the internet
that.
Are so,
so different.
Yeah.
Really? Is
yeah.
it all yours is just about this?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And all my life has been all weekend.
I don't know anything about Lily Allen apart from her English accent. Yeah. And
she had a great song called Smile.
She got married in the pandemic and ate burgers in Vegas.
Well, let's get to it. West End Girl is Lily Allen's brand new album, which was released on Friday. This is 7 years since the last release that she had, which was in 2018. And what we know about this so far is that it was recorded last December in 10 days. Written and recorded in 10 days. So as you can imagine, when something is that pacey and is coming out of you that quickly, there's a lot of raw emotion,
yeah.
there's a lot of vulnerability, and there's a lot of truth, okay? Mm. So she went into a studio and she poured her heart out, okay? This album is huge. It's not only being talked about because of its content, which we'll get to, and it's very incredible how she story tells from start to finish. This is very much an album you need to listen from song one to the end. It feels like you're reading her diary entry about what she went through in her marriage to David Harbour. Yep. David Harbour is a very famous guy. He's an actor. He is in Stranger Things. And as you mentioned, they got married.
He's Hopper in Stranger Things.
Yeah. In Vegas during the pandemic. And
yes.
it all seemed like a lovely love story, okay? What we didn't know was that, well, obviously the marriage has broken down, but the reasons why the marriage has broken down. Now, obviously she has to give some kind of a warning on this, a waiver on this. She said that this album is based on a mixture of fact and fiction.
Okay.
Because some of it and some of the allegations are quite damning. All right. The story begins with the first song called West End Girl. It's all about how she left the UK. She moves to New York for her marriage. And she gets a phone call halfway through while she's there. She's set up in this new house, you know, very grand house and all the rest. To say, you know, remember that play we went to see, Dave, 222, A Ghost Story, and Laura Whitmore was the lead in Dublin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the UK version, Lily Allen got the lead role. So she explains that she's after getting this lead role, and she tells her husband the really good news, okay? But she sets the scene. They've moved to New York.
And now we're all here. We've moved to New York. We found a nice little rental near a sweet little school. Now I'm looking at houses with four or five floors, and you found us a brownstone, said you want it, it's yours.
So it all seems pretty all right at the beginning until we get to the end of that song, and there's a long phone call that we hear from one side, from Lily's point of view or from the female protagonist's point of view, where she receives a phone call. And what we realise when doing a bit of a deep dive on this is at the end of that phone call, while she's in London filming, she gets a phone call from her partner saying he's going to struggle without a bit of while she's gone, and basically says, happy for me to go into an open relationship while you're gone?
No, he didn't.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So she reluctantly agrees with certain rules in place. I'm not happy about this. It makes me really sad. Only if it's with a stranger. Only if there's payment. And only if it's very subtle, such as in a hotel room.
Okay?
Not out in the open.
Not out in the open. We move on to song two. And having agreed to this, she's not happy. She's ruminating. A great word that I learned on the back of it. It's the name of the song. It's all about thinking deeply about someone. And she's losing her mind in London, thinking about him with other people. It sounds like this.
Why can't you wait for me to come home? This conversation's too big for a phone call.
Oh my God, I'm heartbroken for her.
So we're already in the situation where she's unhappy. But then we move on to a song called Tennis. And this is when it's a very kind of domesticated situation. She's cooking dinner and the husband comes home. He's all jet lagged and she's making excuses for him being all off. Mm. And she sees a photo on his Instagram and he pulls the phone back off her, realizing a text has come through from somebody. Now, not only has she agreed to an open relationship that she didn't maybe seem like she wanted to, quite reluctantly, it now seems like even those goalposts have been changed. And he has, in fact, started a full-on affair with someone familiar to them. Mm. Okay, so this song is called Tennis.
And who the f*** is Madeline?
Okay.
Right.
So the tennis there is a metaphor for another thing.
Okay, I'm with you, sorry. I thought it was a tennis star, okay.
The next song is called Madeline.
We had an arrangement. Be discreet and don't be blatant. There had to be payment. It has to be with strangers. But you're not a stranger, Madeline.
I'm actually so jealous of you, like, experiencing this for the first time now.
Oh my God. And do we know who
Madeline has come allegedly out over the last few days? You have a lot of deep diving to do.
Really?
Her name, obviously, in real life isn't Madeline, but she has come out.
She revealed herself.
Is she a celebrity?
Yeah.
And she works with stars. Okay. She's like, I think, a costume designer.
Right. Lily detailed either the fact or fiction conversation she had with Madeline when she approached her about this, and she got all the details. So obviously, number one, agreed to an open relationship, which she didn't really want one. Number two, all the goalposts were changed. Could it possibly get any worse?
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Oh God.
She says, right, I'm going to take your medication, I'm going to take your belongings, I'm going to take everything, because they have an apartment up somewhere else in Brooklyn, and I'm going to drop it up to you, and that's where you're going to be, and I
who
need
said
some
this?
Space
she said
now.
This or he
Lily
said, this.
Said Lily right. said this. I'm going to drop it up to you, this is where you're going to be. And she arrives at the door and something's wrong.
Oh, no.
She realizes this isn't just an apartment where he's doing some work or whatever. This is what she's calling his pee palace. Pee standing for something like a cat.
How'd I get caught up in your double life? And that's when I realize something I feel right.
What could be considered
quite
damning in this particular song is the level of detail that she goes into, fact or fiction, up to whatever. Adult toys strewn around, hair from some woman in the bed from the night before. It's all
like if it's a palace of that description, what kind of tools do you think?
Oh,
would be
yeah,
in
yeah,
there?
No, I'm with you.
And
I'm
they're
with
all
you.
Fine.
I mean, I was with you from the start, but
yeah. Honestly, we could talk about this album till 10 o'clock. I will just say the rest of the album, she kind of clearly is struggling. But it kind of gets a little bit, would you say, a little bit more positive on the outset? A bit, no.
She's kind of having to get herself on the apps. She's like, if he's dating around, I have to as well. Like, there's a song about her making up her own dating profile, being
I hate this.
And
I don't want to date other people. I just want you. You took everything from me.
It's devastating. Incredible. It is so juicy.
Stranger Things
so
press is going to be really awkward.
He was the Stranger Thing.
Dave, and you listening, do yourself a favor, start on track one and work your way through.
God.
No skips, baby.
You won't get an album like this.
No.
You know what I mean? It's so honest. Or it could be fiction. Who knows?
Allegedly.
It's all alleged.
Allegedly, you're on Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
That was the best one ever.
I feel electric.
That was really good. Well done.
Shivered.
Well done all. All right, welcome on into Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. Who have we got on to play?
It's Carl, who is at work. Are you at home working or in the office, Carl?
WFing.
There's a bang of WFing.
He's careful
with that now. There's such a bang of WFHing off Carl. Carl, what do you do for a living?
I am a help assistant.
Nice. Very good.
Help assistant is the most vague answer I've ever heard.
You assist people by helping.
I've never heard someone not want to tell us what they do so much.
And I love how like help and assist are like the same words.
Yeah. They are. What a load of jargon.
I like it, Carl.
Give
all right.
Nothing.
Carl, welcome on into Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave's written down. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
You have. Amazing. This is the game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name something you might keep on your desk. You're going to hear three beeps, Carl. The beeps sound like this. You answer on the third one of them, all right? If you say laptop and I've laptop written down, you're out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you'll get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. Five of grabs. Does that sound good, Carl?
That sounds perfect.
Let's do this thing.
Here we go. Round one. Carl, name any brand of car.
Skoda.
A Skoda. Ooh. Interesting. And I have gone for Volkswagen.
Very nice one, well Carl. Done, Carl. Okay, that is one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag, Carl. Would you like to keep playing?
Let's go, yeah.
Ah,
come
yeah,
on.
Go on.
All right, let's go for round two, Carl, for two IMC Cinema Passes. Name any street in Dublin.
Wicklow Street.
Wicklow Street. He's gone a little bit left of field.
Carl's good.
And a little bit left of what I've written down, which is Grafton Street.
Oh, nice one. Well done, Carl.
Is that literally left. Depends on where
you're
standing.
Depends on where you're standing. Yeah,
well, I love it. Carl, well done. You're killing it. That is two IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
I love what Carl said. It can be. It can be left.
So true, Carl. I think you're a politician, Carl. Not a help
it's
assistant.
It's all about perspective.
It is. Would you like to keep playing for more IMC Cinema Passes?
I'll go on. Why not?
All right, let's do it, Carl. Here we go. Round three. Name any room in the house.
An attic.
But is the attic a room?
We had this discussion on the show before. I rate it. An attic is 100% a room, and I have written down bathroom.
Oh, I thought we were in trouble there. Okay, Carl, that is three IMC Cinema Passes. Would you like to keep going?
Yeah, let's just keep it rolling.
Okay, let's keep it rolling. Fourth round. This is where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Here we go. It's starting to get harder. Name any man's name beginning with G.
Gregory.
Go on.
I hate Carl. Carl knows how to play this game. I have written down Gary.
Oh.
All right, final round, Carl. Here we go. This is it for five IMC Cinema Passes. Name a county in the north of Ireland.
Donegal.
For five IMC Cinema Passes, Carl. I have written down.
Please don't.
Derry.
Hey! Go on, Carl!
Go on.
A bit of representation for Donegal, the forgotten county.
Nice one, Carl. Congratulations. You have stolen all of these IMC Cinema Passes off me. I shouldn't say stolen. You have earned them. Congratulations. You're off to the cinema five times.
Hope you have someone special to bring, Carl.
Five solo visits, that's the plan.
Right, okay.
There,
okay.
I like it, Carl.
Okay. Thanks a million,
Bye, Carl.
Good luck, Carl.
Thank you, guys.
Talk to you later.
For
okay,
all
great,
the people
success.
Who are going to say, oh, not in the north, not in the north, the north of Ireland.
The north of Ireland, not Northern Ireland.
Yeah, not
Donegal
Northern.
Donegal is geography in the north.
In the north.
100% correct and right. Fair play to you.
And Carl will come for you. Mm. Pay any difference.
The weekend out, this is Dancing in the Flames. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. It is 9:48.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Yes, welcome in to the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want as opposed to what I do for 3 hours
That's
before.
That's what I said yesterday.
It's so true, though.
Forced
so
to
true.
Say every word that comes out of her
Everything
mouth.
Everything is scripted and don't let them tell you otherwise. I had to talk about this. Over the weekend, my brother-in-law did something crazy. We're talking about red flags this morning with the whole David Harbour thing.
Mm.
Listen to this. My brother-in-law Rory ran a marathon in 2 hours and 57 minutes.
Mother
That's disgraceful.
God.
Which I just think is serial killer behaviour.
If That's you crazy. Can do that, you're a superhero.
I think there's something wrong. I think there's something
many,
very dark going on.
How many kilometres in the...
42 kilometres.
42.
26 miles.
And I just think if you could do that, what else are you hiding?
Yeah.
What else are you hiding?
Because
I didn't hear about these plans now to do it sub-3, as they say in the business.
But
I
you know what? If you did it sub-7, I'm still impressed.
Obviously, yeah. And like now, I know you were talking about the marathon yesterday and obviously maybe people are sick of it by now, but I just think this is mad.
So again, I hate doing them dirty by even saying like it's just easier to divide by 3.
Yeah.
And I know that's not fair.
Why are you dividing by 3?
Just because like 3 hours, say. Mm.
Oh, right.
Then
yeah.
dividing it by 257, yeah. which I know isn't nice.
No,
but like 14K an hour. Are
it's
you mad?
Mental.
That's 8K or 7 kilometres every 30 minutes.
Yeah, he's a very determined young fella. So the plan all along was we were going to kind of meet him at the halfway point where we'd be cheering him on and give him a Lucozade Sport and one of those little running gels. And he might drop off his fanny pack that he had more gels in. And I was like, this would be great now. Like he'll say hello. Maybe we'll get in a quick little picture and it'll be fab. And I was like, let's wait after the halfway line. So then he sees us. And Dwayne was like, no, I want to wait before so I can take a picture of what time he hits the halfway line. And the speed with which he passed us, he barely even, like he did not stop. He grabbed the Lucozade, grabbed the thing and left. And I was like, maybe he would have stopped for a chat if we were on the other side. I don't think this man was stopping for a chat.
Wow, that's incredible. Fair play to
it's
him.
So
well done.
People
well done, Rory.
Listen, that is it from us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow when you wake up. The Naughty Threesome with Michaela is on the way. Do you want to have a little goo? What's
yeah,
in
go
there?
On, what
well,
you got?
Nelly, Ride With Me. That's on the way.
Good show.
Rachel Stevens, Sweet Dreams My LA.
Sweet Dreams My LA.
And Around the Corner, we're kicking off with Bass Hunter and Now You're Gone. Have a fantastic day.
Good luck.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.